very interesting things to have happened. Of course, SAA has that lingering effect, doesn't it? We continue to try and find out what exactly is going to happen with the parastatal. When will they get off the ground? Well, today it seems July, August seems to be the touted time. Whether that actually comes to fruition, though, is the big question mark. We had SAA under business rescue for the longest of time, from December 2019 right through until earlier this year. In fact, just around a month ago now, less than that, if that is to be taken into account. Is it plausible? Is the plan plausible to have SAA back in the skies by July? And even if it does happen, surely it'll operate at a much smaller capacity. And that is bound to hurt them even more. Very interesting how things have actually come to bear there. 2.7 billion rand is still needed to fulfill the actual business rescue plan that was set forward for the entire SAA. But 2.7 billion is now needed just for the subsidiaries, that being SAA Technical, which of course is getting to a point where it's doing a Section 189 process and getting rid of over 1,000 staff from the 2019 staff that it had. It had over 80 planes that it was repairing and maintaining before the pandemic began. And in March this year, that number went down to 34. So, of course, 83% of its revenue went down, and that's why it will receive 1.6 billion rand of the 2.7 billion that is still said to be given to the subsidiaries of SAA. Air Chefs as well as Mango is also said to get some funding. But even when all of that comes to bear, when SAA does finally get up and running, who will SAA Technical really be able to maintain and service if SAA doesn't work at the right level or at the same level it used to before the pandemic hit? Chris Christodoulou is an aviation and commerce director at Christodoulou and Mavericks Inc. Chris, thank you so much for the time this evening. So, is it plausible SAA back in the skies in the month of July?
Good evening, Arabella, and thanks for having me on your show. I think that's the question on everybody's lips, and really, without insight into what government is planning and what the board has got in front of it in terms of a plan, I think it's all speculation at this stage. And really, at the bottom of it all is the question of market demand and where we are with COVID, what is going to happen with the vaccine rollout, and whether people will be traveling. Is there demand to get into the sky before we even think about any of the other issues that are going to be impacting on the ability or readiness for SAA to take to the sky?
Yeah, that's going to be the big one. I mean, they've touted to go to Cape Town, Durban, if I'm not mistaken, Gqeberha as well, being added to the list on just the South African front. Regionally, the hope is to still go to quite a few African countries, but SAA will not be functioning at the same level it was before the pandemic and before the lockdown. So it means that even so, all the other parts of the business are not going to be making any money, and they were struggling to make money even before the pandemic. So do we see a sustainable future then for SAA, considering right now it sits in debt, right now it needs funding, and right now it needs more money, and we still don't have that equity partner?
Yeah, I think it's all a question of timing. I mean, we see how Comair and the others and FlySafair managed to, come out of business rescue and take to the sky within, a couple of months. But that was because the lockdown and the non-operational time period was quite short. SAA has now been non-operational for far longer time than those other airlines, and you've got to take into account a lot of the operational aspects in terms of being ready. We think about pilots and crew. Are they up to date? Are the aircraft secured? Have they got the correct aircraft? And are all the support teams ready and available to start working? SAA Technical being the first one, even catering, chefs, air chefs, et cetera, are they going to be up and ready and have the funding to provide those support services? I mean, that is, critical to the airline being sustainable. And especially the big, big question is the money going to be coming in fast enough and to sustain the airline?
Yeah, it's very worrisome. And one doesn't see how things are going to get to that point where it looks like a feasible plan. Let me put you on the spot, Chris, if you'll allow me. What should they perhaps do at a stage like this? Should they have stayed maybe in business rescue, which of course was already, it was, the process itself was already going on for too long. 17 months is a very long time. Or should they perhaps have really tried to sell off the entire entity to a, to another equity partner? Or, you know, what could have actually been done here?
You know, it's easy to look back and to pick, pick holes into the process, but we must always remember that business rescue was designed really to get a company back into operation as quickly as possible. Everybody, you know, touted the 6 months as the yardstick. Having gone so far, you can't carry that process on. I would never have recommended that business rescue continue for so long, but obviously there were a lot of factors that were moving around the table, and that's hence the inordinate time that the airline was under business rescue. So looking forward and saying, should we have sold it off? I know personally I was of the opinion that there was a lot more money to be made in selling off some key components and then keeping a very slick, tight networked airline operating would have been the by far the better option. I mean, just on my mind always was Voyager as a program could easily have been sold off, and a lot of money could have been taken in from that side. If a technical right in the beginning was worth a lot of money, I think those opportunities have been missed, and they now have to deal with what they've got at their disposal.
Can SAA then survive on what is unfortunately the little scraps that it may get in the form of its current aviation plan for the foreseeable future, you think?
Yeah, I think if all the factors that come together favorably, particularly demand, securing the right aircraft, and really having just enough of a kitty in terms of operating capital, there's a possibility that if you combine all of those with a sound business plan that is not over-ambitious, and that, I think, is the biggest problem. I believe government is over-ambitious in terms of how they see and want to see this airline spread all over the continent and internationally. It can work. It can be sustainable, and it could prove a lot of the pundits wrong.
I suppose the third wave of COVID-19 or the persistence of the pandemic is also going to be absolutely key to whether it recovers in time or not.
Certainly. It's all about market demand. It's all about people filling those seats and being confident to fly. And of course, South Africans being able to, access, destinations to travel to. You know, African countries, both tourists and business, are waiting for us, but will they allow us in? Are we going to be, vaccinated? Are we going to be off these red lists? And if that's the case, then, it can happen.
Chris Christodoulou, Aviation and Commerce Director at Christodoulou and Mavericks Inc. Thank you so much for the time this evening. Appreciate it. SAA plans to be in the air in July. Plausible or not, time, I suppose, will tell, as we've seen before with SAA and its plans to fly again.